electric eels of Parramatta.
Oh, the dummy by Kenny. He's going to go up the corner. Look at Ferguson coming across and cover. And it's Kenny from a freakish bounce. Scores a try on the corner. Sterling on his own. Sterling looking for a hat-trick. Can he get there? It's a hat-trick for Sterling.
The eels have won it. Mr. Perpetual Motion and Mr. Nice Guy, Michael Cronin. The siren has sounded and Parramatta has taken out their third premiership in a row. The Eels of Parramatta still rule supreme over the rugby league scene here in Sydney.
It is a big welcome to episode 7 of the Parramatta's podcast. I am Barry, joined always by my co-host Bernie. How are you, my friend?
I am very well, champion. And yourself?
Mate, I am excellent. Now, last week on the show, buddy, we were having a conversation with Troy Warner from the Para Cave.
We were, direct from the Para Cave. It always feels good to get direct from the Para Cave, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Now, we did upload that episode onto the Facebook page. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Yeah, it's up at Parramatta's Facebook group. It is a private group, so put through your request to join, and if you're a Para fan, you're automatically approved. That is Parramatta's, M-A-T-T-E-R-S, on Facebook. And we'll be doing a lot of stuff there this year, a lot of Para stuff. So make sure you join in the conversation.
But without further ado, mate, let's just jump into it and continue our conversation with Troy from the Para Cave. So as a massive Eels fan, if not the biggest Parramatta Eels fan, can you actually do well in footy tipping, or is no matter who we play, you always have to pick the Eels?
I don't know about being the biggest Eels fan. There's a lot of big Eels fans out there. There's massive ones out there. But, footy tipping, that can be a bit of a problem because there's usually, 26 rounds. So I probably get about, 14 points maybe?
depending on the year, I guess.
depending on the year. And the way I look at it too is if I don't tip Parramatta, I tip the opposition. And then Parramatta win, well, then I win. If I tip Parramatta and Parramatta win, well, then I win as well. It can be a bit of a problem tipping with my heart. But sometimes I just think that Parramatta is just going to win every game they play. I just think, they're going to have a real good shot here and, beat everybody. But, it can be a bit of a problem.
Can I ask then, do you have... And I think everybody in a particular way has an element of superstition about them. Is there a particular ritual that you go through? I mean, obviously you have so much gear. Like, do you have to have a particular pair of socks on and a particular shirt and hat? And is there something that you do every time Parramatta plays that is very ritualized?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I probably like to wear the jersey that they're playing in that night.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's an away game, away jersey. If it's a home game, home jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So, I probably like to wear the jersey that they're playing in that night, on that day.
Okay.
So yeah. I guess you could probably call that a bit of a ritual or superstition. Other than that, not really. I seem to be always wearing my Eels polo underneath the jersey, so maybe that's it or member's hat or something like that. But probably just the jerseys. I like to wear the ones that they're playing on that night, I think.
My ritual is to drink beer every time Parramatta play. And, the last 2 years, we made it to the finals. So the way I see it, I've just got to keep doing it.
Can you drink more then, please?
Just for you, Troy. I'll tell my wife that Troy told me I had to do it.
Yep.
Troy, are you the easiest guy to buy a Christmas present for, mate? Every Christmas do you just get, paraphernalia? You just get, do you get the jerseys? The jerseys would be a good one, I suppose, for a present. But do you get the cup holders and the frosty mugs and the badges and the socks?
Yeah, I am pretty easy to get Christmas presents and birthday presents for. It's either gift vouchers, which probably goes on Eels stuff, or jerseys. Mum's helped me out with a lot of Para jerseys. She likes it, actually, because she says, it saves me going out and buying stuff. So you know what you want. So she's helped me out. I just say, there's a new jersey coming out. So My birthday's in May, so it sort of works out well for the Anzac jersey. Like, So the Anzac jersey is usually my birthday present. So even though I can get it like a couple of weeks earlier, which is good. Yeah, so she helps me that way. But gift cards and para stuff, can't go wrong.
What's the emotion when you open up a present and it's not Parramatta Eels related? Are you like a little disappointed, or are you slightly like, oh, finally, something different?
Well, that depends on what it is, to be honest. Look, that's all right. I mean, people aren't always going to buy para stuff. So, could be a cold chisel CD or something like that. So. Or as I said, gift cards. So it's all good. People can get me whatever they want. I don't mind.
Going around to music, mate. As you're saying with Chisel, like a lot of the teams come running out to a good rock song. Like, we don't really have a good rock song that we run out to. Have you got anything in mind? I kind of put you on the spot with this one. Do you reckon some Cold Chisel or something might fire us up?
No, not really. But what we were talking about before with, like, Melbourne being the most hated team, they've probably got the best run-out song with Thunderstruck.
Yes.
So that's the only good thing about Melbourne, I guess.
Mm.
Oh, well, Penrith run out to Hell's Bells as well, so I suppose that's okay.
A couple of Aka Daka ones.
Yeah, and they're sponsored by Oak Milk, so I don't mind the Oak Milk. But when it comes to Parramatta, in terms of a Rocky song, I'm not really sure what we could have. I think we've tried Paradise City before by Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
That would work. Surely that would stick.
It's not. Yeah, it's not upbeat though. It's not an upbeat enough. It's a little bit slow in parts, I think.
Yeah, you could have Run to Paradise, I guess.
Yeah.
Boys, or I know the boys. One of the boys at Peking Duck is a Para fan, so maybe they could come up with something.
Yeah, right.
The challenge has been laid out. Throw that one
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I think last year when we were able to go to games, I think they tried Metallica. That might have been Enter Sandman, I think.
Oh, wow, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I think we need something kind of like the Viking clap or something. I don't know if we've got the eel slap going or something. Like, we need something. I know. It's so cringy, isn't it?
Oh, it's terrible. It is terrible.
Yeah,
when you go to a Canberra game, though, I went to Canberra 2 years ago, I had to do the Viking clap. I'm standing there with my parents. Yes, I had to do it. It's so ridiculously funny. And it's everyone gets so determined, the look in their faces and their big, whoa, like, it's how I love it.
Funny those ones who are out of time with a clap. And No, we don't need a Viking clap, but yeah, I don't know what we'd do at Parramatta, to be honest.
We need a song, I think. I think we need some Chisel or something. We need something to fire us all up at the start of the game. And at the end, you know, we've still got the Click Go the Eels, and I don't know. It's good to have a bit of the historical songs there, but I think we need a bit of an upgrade, I think. But you might need to have a word to some of the people in the upper echelons, mate.
I'll see what I can do.
Speaking of history, now, Bernie and I are on a little bit of a mission this year, and we think one of the things that we need for our team to get over that sort of finals hurdle is we need Para Jesus. Do you know where Para Jesus is right now?
John.
There you go. You mean Jesus. You mean Jesus.
Oh, sorry. AKA John. And I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think he lives in Cambridge Park. But I think he's hung up the gown, I think.
It needs to come out.
Yeah, we need him.
Do you have his number? You need to give him a call.
We need him.
I think,
we need him.
The resurrection. The resurrection would be brilliant.
Yep.
Yeah, I think we need to put a poll out for all the fans and saying, do you want the Para of Jesus to come back? And maybe we do a petition or something. But
you need to do a deal with the Para Leagues Club, and along like religious lines of like, he that believeth in him gets eternal life membership. You know, like it needs to be really, you know, we need this big Para of Jesus push to bring him back and help us win these matches.
Yeah. Maybe we just set up a GoFundMe page and we just say we'll send him to all of the games We're going to try and get enough money together to send him to every game, and we'll put him up at the hotel every. And I think that might do the trick for this year. We'll see if we can sort it out.
We can get the Para Jesus some sponsorship or something on his on his robe. And
can I ask, why did he hang up the robe? 2018 was it? Was it that year?
I'm not 100% sure, to be honest, but I don't know. Maybe people were giving him too much of a hard time, or maybe he just thought the gimmick was over. I honestly don't know what the reason was, but maybe he just got over it. I have seen him at games since. Looks pretty much the same, just not the robe.
Yep.
so it probably wouldn't take much to make it either. I'm tipping he's probably still got the robe somewhere at home.
Yep. We need him. We need him. So, yeah, Bernie and I are on a mission.
Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, we really want to bring him back this year.
All right. Well, I'll see what I can do. I think I've got a few contacts that know the family, maybe. So we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of family, you've got a beautiful daughter named Ella, I believe.
Yep.
Now, did you call your daughter after a Parramatta player? Did you sneak in a Steve Ella reference to your own child? And if so, does your wife know about this?
No, it wasn't. Ella wasn't named after Steve Ella. Sorry to disappoint you.
That's all right.
Yeah, no. We both just love the name, and so we run with that. But yeah, I'd tell everyone that it was after Steve Ella. Anyway. It's a bit of a talking point, a bit of a joke, and I've always joked around that if we did have another child and it was a boy, I'd call it Steve.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome.
Well, it'd be really good because, you go out to somewhere, meet people that you've never met before. Oh, this is my wife Amanda, and these are my children, Steve and Ella. and it'd be quite funny, but yeah, that probably won't happen. Even if we did have another boy, which I don't think we do, we will, but I don't think I can get Steve across the line.
Now, your daughter's a Penrith fan as well, I believe. Is that the case?
Mate, she's a bit of an all sorts fan, actually. I've got one of her Christmas presents here, actually, and so she's a bit of an all sorts.
West Tigers. What?
Yes. So,
I don't want to question your parenting skills here, Troy, but I mean, West Tigers?
Yeah, I know. It's very disappointing. But as I said before, she's a bit of an all sorts. She is a Parramatta Eels member, though. So
okay.
She's a Mum has said, why are you getting a membership? She doesn't even support the team. It's like, well, I get a little bit of extra stuff as well, so that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she's a bit of an all sorts. So she loves animals. So
Right. Yep.
Tigers. Okay, so I think she started off with the Rabbitohs because her cousin, my niece, followed the Rabbitohs.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves her cousin. So Rabbitohs was one of her team. She loves animals. She loves big cats, say tigers, panthers.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes birds, so the seagulls as well. It's pretty much anyone who plays Parramatta she goes for. But as I said, she is a member. And every now and again, a Facebook memory would come up of years and years ago, and she'd be like saying, yeah, go para, and people were used to think, oh, you're coaching her coaching her into going for Parramatta. Yeah, maybe one day, I don't know, but...
yeah,
well, I don't know about putting her on a Tigers chair, though. Surely a Tigers chair is extremely unstable, like.
Yeah, well, that's from Grandma for Christmas, so I didn't get it. So
it looks very wonky. It's very unstable, the Tigers. So.
I'm just a little bit disappointed it's in the parakeet.
Oh, yeah, I was going to make mention of that. That's like sacrilege, isn't it?
Yeah, I might have to put it in the outside shed, I think.
Yeah. See, what you need to do here is now you need to get Para Jesus to come around and re-bless the Para Cave. So there's your inn. There's your inn.
Genius.
And yeah, that's how we're getting
in. Yeah.
But obviously it's an issue. My father, he was a mad, well, he is, he's a mad Saints fan. And so he just dressed us up in Saints gear as a kid. And so naturally, growing up in Seven Hills, my brother and I went for Parramatta. And so I think there's those moments where you try and force it on your kids. And they're, I don't know, there's just that contrarian nature of children. But I'll never forget years ago, Bernie said to me, if his son came up to him and said, you know, Dad, I'm gay, he'd be like, okay. But the thing he was really worried about was, Dad, I'm a Bulldog supporter.
Oh, my God.
Bernie was just
that would be out. Be out of the house. Be off to pray the dog away. I don't know. Have they got the equivalent? I don't know. It'd be out of the house, I'll tell you that much. But my daughter, she's got a stepdad, and he's a Sharkies fan. So she's kind of 50-50. So, but when she knows when she's here that she... I can always see that she feels guilty whenever she... anything Sharkies comes on the TV, and she always boos them. And I'm saying, it's all right. You don't need to boo the Sharkies, because she goes to school down in Cronulla. I'm like, you know, I can't have her doing that. You know, she's got to be part of her tribe.
One of the bad things for me is A, Ella's got more chance of winning a premiership than me, and B, she already has been last year. Not good.
The Parramatta's podcast, because Parramatta fans matter.
Mate, so this year we've got the women's Eels playing. Do you know much about it? Like, it's kind of, it's come around pretty quick, hasn't it? Like, they're starting in just a couple of weeks, but it looks on paper like we've got a pretty strong team. Are you are you going to be getting in behind the female footy?
Yeah, definitely. Already signed up as a member, so... Yeah, definitely getting behind the girls, the women's team.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a separate membership for the girls.
It is. I think just to basically build up their membership as well. And I think it kicks off on the 27th of February, I think up at Newcastle, against Newcastle, another new team in the competition. But, yeah, I've spoken to a few on my podcast, Kennedy Charrington, Nita Maynard, and Votil Betty Welsh. So I've spoken to those girls, and, you know, we've got class players in key positions. So obviously we've got Botil at fullback. She's a representative fullback. Maddie Studden at halfback. She's an Origin halfback. Kennedy Charrington, she's an Origin second rower. Samima Taufa, she's an Origin prop. Tiana Petitani. So we've got a lot of talent in key positions. So... yeah, really looking forward to it. And I think we're going to give the Broncos a really good shake, I think. You know, they've been the dominant force over the last, 3 years? So I think it's 3 years it's been going. So I think we're going to give it a real good shake. And I think there's probably not a lot of expectation on Parramatta because they're only a new team. But as I said, they've got class all over the park. And, you know, Nita Maynard at hooker, another representative player. So you got those key players in key positions. And I think the club, the fans of Parramatta are going to get behind the women. And, you know, that first, I think it's home game for the men will be also a home game for the women as well. So I think there'll be a big crowd at CommBank Stadium early and watching the women play. And, yeah, no, I can't wait for it. It's going to be great.
Oddly enough, because I'm in Queensland, the women's team really benefited, I think, from the males team, the men's Bronco team, not doing so well, because the second that they won the NRL Grand Final for the women, it was like the talk of the town. All the Broncos fans had something to crow about. So I'm really hoping that we get that same knock-on effect down in Sydney, because... I mean, you know, women's AFL, women's Ashes, it's fancy. It's more sport. It's a great thing. So, yeah, I really hope everybody does get behind it.
Yeah, and one of the other good points about it is a lot of these players that are playing for Parramatta come from Parramatta and or surrounding areas. So they're like coming back home, playing the top NRL competition, top rugby league competition. Yeah, they're already in pre-season training and... yeah, it's going to be great. Can't wait for it. Because the women, they go hard.
Yeah, yeah. And they punch on. It's awesome.
They do punch on, yeah.
I definitely wouldn't want to take one on.
No, run over absolutely. City, I think. Floggers. But,
yeah, and they've got great skills. And, yeah, no, it's going to be great. Can't wait.
If you're keen on starting your own podcast, then Buzzsprout is the platform for you. Podcasting allows you to engage in a topic that you are passionate about and find like-minded people who share your interests. We switched over to Buzzsprout from one of their competitors, and it was the best decision we made. The analytics they provide are insightful, the platform gets your show out instantaneously, and they have an amazing library of tutorials which help make your show the best it can be. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and more. So check out Buzzsprout today in our show links. Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Following the link in our show notes lets Buzzsprout know we sent you, and if you sign up for a paid plan, you get a $20 Amazon gift card. Buzzsprout, check it out.
So, mate, I've got to ask you, like, we've got a bit of a mass exodus at the end of this year. A lot of players leaving the club. It caught me a bit off guard. Like, you know, we're losing a lot of talented players. Like, is there something going on at the club? Do you think we've got, like, some sort of culture problem at the moment? Or is it just a matter of we didn't want to pay overs? We wanted to keep, you know, well, I was going to say the spine together, but obviously with Reed leaving, like, that's a bit concerning.
Yeah, no, I don't think we've got a culture problem at the club. I think all the boys get on well with each other. You see that on their social medias. They're always laughing and joking around with each other and hanging around with each other. So I don't think there's a culture problem. Out of the, what, four or five that are left, Reed's probably the disappointing one.
Yeah.
And but who knows why he left? Only Reed will know why.
Mm.
And, you know, he may... What's the word?
Rue the decision? Yeah, is that where you're going?
Yeah, he might...
He might regret leaving.
Regret yeah. the decision.
Yeah.
At the end of this year or even next year when he's at the Dogs. But, look, Ray Stone, I can't blame him for leaving. He went for opportunity.
Yep.
He's only played 28 games in the last 4 years, so he wants to play football. So.
Yeah.
I think Wayne's going to give him that opportunity up there. So, yep. No, that's
exciting new franchise up there. So I fully agree with that maneuver from him.
I think Murata, he got a massive offer from New Zealand and he wanted to go back home to New Zealand. And not that he can go back home to New Zealand at the moment, but maybe one time during his contract, they might be able to go back. But I think I heard him talk on another podcast saying to Brad that one day he wants to go back to New Zealand and Brad basically said, well, if you get an offer and you're happy with it, then I'm not going to hold you back. So so you can't blame him. Isaiah, that's disappointing to lose him. But if all the reports are correct, the Tigers are paying, what, $700,000, $750,000, I think, for him. I think we got him for, what, $200,000, $250,000
$250,000,
And a washer and a dryer.
Great player, had a massive season last year and earned the accolades that he got. You know, Dally M's second row of the year, Parramatta's Ken Thornett medal, deserved all those accolades. The question will be if he can back it up this year or when he is at the Tigers on that bigger money at the Tigers, because we have seen players go to other clubs on bigger money and
when we bought him, he wasn't playing that good for the Warriors. Like, it wasn't like he was playing as he did for us this year. So I don't know, they might get burnt with this one, the Tigers. I don't know, but they got Stefano from us last year as well, so they've nicked a couple of big lads off us recently, but we stole Moses, I guess, so it's a bit of give and take.
Yeah, and I think I saw today Stefano's re-signed with the Tigers as well, so they've kept him, which is good. Who else have we lost? I can't remember now.
I can't remember. Yeah, I suppose that's the main one. But back to Reed. I mean, I'm really disappointed just purely because he is going to be the State of Origin hooker. Obviously, you've got Harry Grant, who seems to have that wrapped up, but he is more injury prone than Reed. So I do think Reed's going to be playing hooker for Queensland. And to have the State of Origin hooker in your team... Like, surely that's worth throwing money at and giving him the extra year. If reports are true that he wanted an extra year and we wouldn't give it to him, that's insane.
I mean, he probably looked over at the doggies and he's like, man, they're like flogging stereos and making out with chicks in the toilets. This place sounds like awesome. It's a party atmosphere.
Young fella's dream.
I'm a young bloke. I want to get over there and have some fun.
And he got the Chinese meal as well.
You got the prawn chips. Chinese meal. I mocked the prawn chips when I saw them, but they worked, didn't they? So
I was disappointed I didn't hear the reports that Para took Reed to what's the one at Para and Elise Club? What's the Chinese restaurant there?
Oh, I don't know.
I've actually had yum cha there with a comedian, Peter Mizell. I know what you're talking about.
I can't believe they didn't take him there for a Chinese meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the thing was too that the doggies got rid of him. Like they had him, and we got Reed off the doggies. So and they said he was too small, didn't they? And he wasn't going to play. But they also said that the Thurston, they got a bit of a history. So you'd think that he would stick his heels in and go, no, I'm not going back to where I was unwanted. But he must have had the goal to get back into that team, I guess. Maybe he thought, I'm going to go and prove him wrong and come back bigger and better. So it's just the way it goes, I suppose.
On the flip side, we did re-sign Junior and RCG for, three, four-year contracts. And
Gutho.
Yeah. And are there any youngsters coming through that you're excited about?
Oh, look, the obvious one is Will Penasini.
He looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah, we all saw the brilliance he had late last season. So, a full NRL preseason and, trial games and that. I think he'll get first crack at centre. So he'll be really, really good to see. I was pretty impressed with Sean Russell as well, the game that he played.
Hayes Dunster's looking good. He's fitting into the team
nicely.
Yeah,
I think he's a bit bigger these days. So, probably those three, to be honest with you.
So that wraps our double episode talking to Troy Warner from the Para Cave. Troy, mate, it has been awesome. We have absolutely loved every second that we've been talking to you, and we'd love to invite you back on the show in the future, mate.
Nah, thanks for having me anytime. Always wanting to talk Parramatta, and it's good to hear you guys on the airwaves and talking Parramatta, and we've all got an opinion, and it's good. So thank you very much for having me, and for sure, next time, anytime.
Can I just point out to the listeners here, Troy's got his Para hat on, his Para shirt, there's a Para giant flag behind him, there's a Para shirt, there's Para paraphernalia up behind, there's another flag, and Bernie and I, we didn't even wear our shirts, so I really feel that we were a bit hacked tonight. We should have actually dressed
up. He's even got his Para beer.
Oh, wow. He does actually. Look at that. Yeah. Wow.
But I didn't know we were doing video. Otherwise, I would have dressed up. With
mate, next time, we will be in Para shirts, mate.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Sounds good.
The Parramatta's Podcast. Available on all major podcasting platforms.